Hey, it is a Friday with Lori and Brittany and me, Rocco, and they didn't tell me to wear a sheer top.
I know.
You didn't get the memo.
But you are giving us some side boob from your mermaid that's on your shirt.
I'm wearing like a retro like polyester disco shirt. Yeah, and there's a mermaid on there, and I do feel a little weird wearing it to work because there's some... let me see. I can show
you. Oh, is there a little boob?
There's a little side boob on the mermaid.
But like me and Lori,
no nipple.
Me, Lori, and Julia all appreciate some skin. So you're good.
And speaking of nipples, I don't know if you're talking about this later, but somebody tweeted you, Lori, saying that the Pam and Tommy movie actress.
Oh, Lily James.
Might have been wearing some of your fake nipples.
Well, she was very nipple-esque, and Pamela Anderson was very nipple-esque, yes. And women who are nipple-esque have used this power.
Nipple-esque.
throughout men, you know, all of time. And our nipples, I tried to zoom in. Renee Zellweger wore them in the movie that she was in. It was in Austin, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but Julia and I recognized them. And we did sell, now that Body Perks, now that we just give away our nipples if people ask us for them, we mostly have Baby Got Brown, Perky and Pink are pretty much gone. But we did sell to a number of stylists and stylists in California, Hollywood.
So they're just getting handed. They're just thrown in dresses now all the time.
They came in the fabulous velvet drawstring bags for discreetness.
Yes.
But they would never wear out. You could only lose one. But they give you actual perfect nipple silhouette.
So
her nipples look just perfection, but she could naturally be nipple-esque. A lot of times, not everybody is.
You know,
you might have an innie.
You might
have two innies.
Question.
Yeah.
If I was out and about and I had them on.
Yeah.
I lost one. Would you advise me to take the other one off or just rock that one hard?
Yeah, I just say you throw it up in the air.
Okay.
Leave it behind on a glass.
And that's free styling tips from Lori Vaccinini.
Yeah.
If you follow Lori on Twitter, you'll see all sorts of fun stuff like
that. Yeah. But no, I appreciated that from I think it was Mr. Tom that sent that because I thought, because it really, not everybody has a THO that's nipple-esque.
Okay. Mine are very much so.
And yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing.
Lucky you're wearing the padded.
Yes.
Yeah.
To avoid it. But normally, it was a big problem in the military.
I believe it because what is that at the end of the day, at the end of it all, it's like there's this, it almost like
it's
a
power.
Guy will look there.
Yeah.
To see if that's meant for him. It's like this animal mating control signal. So to us, when we did it, when we came up with it, we're like, well, when you know what you're doing,
It's power.
It's power. When you're like in a class or a corporate setting or in the military or at the grocery store or someplace where you don't want to have attention like that, then you're like,
I know, but now as I get older, I'm less embarrassed easily. Yeah. So now I'm like, bring on the power.
Right. So anyway, I don't know if she's wearing those or not, but maybe she's got a stylist who's got that in her wardrobe with all of her other boob accoutrement.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
that's
that
a good
would
stylist.
Have. Yeah. You got to have all the stuff for the boobs. Things.
You need the tape. You need the fake nips. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but Urban Decay has partnered with Prince's estate and they've come up with a beautiful eye makeup palette of purples and blues.
Okay, so that's
it's posted.
Have we seen the color? Okay, is that on our
it's
my
on
talk
our website?
Site?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Are we going to need to get it now? The Chipotle came out with one, and I don't think any of us went ahead and bought that one.
The Chipotle Palais.
Yeah,
no.
Ooh, a lot of greens.
Is it's called not Palais. I'm trying to speak my broken French.
I went with it. You're welcome.
I've been trying to get my wife to paint our front door purple rain purple.
Yeah, we did blue, and I love it.
I bet.
Yes. She pushes back.
Do it.
What is the color of the rest of your house?
It's just like a white house.
Yeah. Yes. Do your garage door and your front door. That's what we did. No. With this, like, a very bold.
No.
Yes. Uh-oh. No. Tie it all together. Because, like, everyone's so scared, but it's paint. So, like, we did, like, a bold blue. Yeah. And I was like, our houses look so much like other houses.
I love an orange door.
Me too. Like a burnt orange,
but
too.
But see, the purple garage door and then the purple door, it's too much purple. Because then is it Prince? Is it the Vikings? Is it both? You're weird. That's what people are thinking.
Right. I think that's what my wife is going
to
do.
And I think if you just stop at the door, but with blue, nobody's going to think that. They're going to think, oh, those people, it's a totally different thing. Purple. Yeah. Has meaning here.
What kind of blue are you talking about, Brittany? Like kind of that French blue?
It was like a cobalt-y blue.
Oh,
it was very,
I understand. So very dark.
Yeah.
Midnight.
But no, I mean, it's like a bright, cobalt-y kind of pop blue. Does that make sense?
All of us have different definitions of cobalt.
I thought cobalt is kind of blackish blue.
That's what I thought, like a midnight navy.
I thought cobalt was like turquoise.
Well, I'm looking at it. Cobalt's maybe close to royal, no?
Yeah.
Okay, cobalt is a fancy like, blue name.
I know.
It's a fancy name it for is. Blue that obviously I am not familiar with.
It's definitely, it's not super dark where it's navy, but it's got like a little buzzing. But we did I told my husband, I was like, I'm so, we did the whole move to the suburbs and we were so, I pretend to care about my lawn. I was like, I want something. Give me something fun. So we did, I was like, we just did this poppy blue door and the matching two garage doors and made our house look a little different than everyone else. It's just a tiny bit enough where I don't lose my mind.
Right. No, that's very, very Magnolia of you. Next thing you know, Brittany, you're going to have a show, a reality show, a designing show.
Oh, yes. I don't know if
But you're going to TikTok your way through the whole damn thing.
Of course I will. Of course
You'll
I will.
You'll be the first TikTok design.
Oh, no,
Why
I won't.
Can't you be that? Is that already happened?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Side note, we do have to talk about TikTok for a second because, you know, I'm obsessed.
Right.
And, so all these celebrities have been joining TikTok lately.
It's so chuggy.
The worst part about it is they're grabbing these big trends that happened like a year ago. Like Dorit was doing one and the comment section is hilarious.
Because people are good. Because it defines chuggy as you're trying too hard.
You're trying to, it's a pick me.
Pick me. And sometimes it does feel like, okay, I'm just going to defend the kids, the TikTok kids and whatever age you are, if you're really into TikTok. You know, sometimes stuff is just for the TikTokers or the young people or whatever. Not everybody needs to get in on everything. And people who try to get in on everything, they're chuggy.
Yeah, 1,000% preach.
Yeah.
Also, if you're going to post and you're a big name, I don't know, spend a month on the app first, watching it.
Watch it, see it, understand
it. Because they're like, obviously some, you know, intern was like, oh, this was once a trend. And they'll do it. And it was like Dorit and her husband, what's his name?
PK.
I was born in Connecticut. and they did this like a flip the switch things. And it was just like everybody was like, what
even
is this?
Even I know that was last
March
year.
March 2020, where are you?
There
was,
no.
And that's what I've noticed so much with these corporate and all this stuff jumping on TikTok. It's like, if you're going to do it well, hire me.
Right.
I'll do it well for you.
Yeah, I know it. Julia says to me, she said, we really need to be on TikTok. And I always say to her, but do we?
Yeah. No, you don't. I mean, I just think you guys should go on TikTok to enjoy it yourselves, like view it, because I think it's
that's
so funny.
And we do.
Yes. And that's all you need. But you don't need to post. Have fun. Watch it.
I said, don't we have enough to do?
You
We're
have
radio.
Enough.
We're talk show hosts. Yeah. Why can't that be enough?
You got YouTube. You got Insta. It's a full time. It's literally three full time jobs.
Yeah. But it's also, I just think, you know, TikTok is, like I said, sometimes stuff is just for the kids. Sometimes it's just for... It doesn't need to be for everybody, and everybody doesn't have to try and be a cool kid.
No, you're right. And also, like,
it's kind of fun not to always have to be a cool kid. Just be cool at what you want to be cool at.
Totally. Also, absolutely. And I think you're right. Like, Snapchat came and went for me, and I had no interest. It was not my jam.
Yeah. I tried to, and there's a couple, you know what I like Snapchat for? I have nieces. and nephews.
Oh, it's be with
that
in touch
are
with them.
In their teens and early 20s. That's my Snapchat circle.
Yeah, yeah. And you can just see what's going on in their world.
And they think I'm funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, but I don't have any, like, of my girlfriends or...
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you there. I think you're right. There's something about embracing... Like, I love being, like, if I post something...
You're a TikTok kid.
I'm a TikTok kid. And when I post something, I'm not trying to do a cool dance because I'm not the dancer.
How do we follow you? What's your TikTok
name? Oh, I'm at Brittany Arneson.
Oh, you are. That's your handle everywhere.
Yes, it's mostly... My dogs are me talking about, you know, some relatable aspect, but I'm not doing the dances. I'm not doing makeup tutorials.
Yeah, you're not chilling like poor Kelly Ben Simone.
I know.
Oh, is she bad on TikTok?
Let me just say, in a world where I have more followers than Kelly Ben Simone, we know something is mentally off.
I mean, who's ever, she's paying someone to help her and she's wasting her money. We could do it. We're telling her that right now. We can save her the rest of her billing.
You're right. Just get off there. She's unwell. And she makes me have anxiety when I watch her.
All right. Listen, Brittany, I hope you don't have anxiety. You got random thoughts next.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, it's time for me to step up.
Okay, well, Lori Vaccinini and Rocco Vaccinello are standing by, fully vaccinated and ready.
I have to channel Julia for this.
Okay.
Okay, how about this breaking news? So we know that Major Biden, the dog from the Bidens, had some problems.
The biter.
The biter.
The vicious German Shepherd biter.
So how do we feel about the idea that the Bidens are talking this big talk about getting a cat, and they said that the cat is coming?
The cat's coming because Major's leaving.
You don't think Major is leaving?
Yes, I do.
Really?
You can't have a biting dog in the White House. It's as bad a PR as not having a dog.
Well, I don't get why they don't. They have a family. I'll watch Major. We can say he's part of the Biden still.
Yeah, no, that's a cat distraction story.
You think so?
Yeah, the old
bait and switch with a kitty?
You know, and maybe Jill's always wanted one, or a grandkid got a cat and someone's allergic and the White House is so big. Oh, come on and live at the White House.
Why not?
We'll shuffle Major on out of here.
I am going to follow that Insta account. There's a cat. If there's a first cat, and we were talking
about this.
Well, the last famous cat in the White House was Sox. I believe that was Clinton's cat.
What an appropriate name. I don't know why that's funny.
I don't either. And I'm starting to go, I'm doing that thing where I'm going,
Socks. Yeah, it's weird. We don't know why we're laughing. It sounds weird. Socks, you know. Just,
I go, in my mind, I was
Clinton,
like, is it dirtier than I
under
think?
The Our desk, last, you
then
know.
I kept thinking, like, is he only wearing socks?
Right.
Like, oh my
God.
Because I could imagine if he was, having relations with him probably means he keeps his... dress socks on.
Yeah.
All right. I'm really glad that we hit that hard-hitting news. We talked about TikTok a little bit. And here's the thing that TikTok's really changing. Starbucks. It's changing the game for Starbucks. And Starbucks employees are not here for it. So they're making these elaborate drinks and then posting them saying, hey, you've got to get this appuccino with, you know, seven pumps of caramel, extra whip, cinnamon, dollop, all this stuff. And I guess Starbucks employees are saying,
because you know why?
Stop.
People are tipping like $1.75. So they have somebody go through all this hysterical histrionics to put together a coffee.
You know what I hate, though? How many times do you go? I mean, because A, I'm pretty cashless, and B, COVID's been pretty cashless. And when I go to a coffee place, I would really like to put the tip on the card, but oftentimes they don't give you the choice.
Rocco.
So then I'm like, eh.
Start carrying cash.
I know, but
okay?
A lot of people don't want cash during COVID.
It's not COVID. We're vaccinated. Hot vac summer. Cash is king. Okay. We have got to get people back in the mode of having some cash, because there are lots of people in our lives that appreciate cash tips.
Yeah, and I'm a good tipper. If I get takeout, you know, from whatever, I'm, you know, I'll give you 15%, 20%, you know, for takeout. You know,
right.
You know, takeout used to be, hey, here's a couple bucks.
Yeah, whatever, you know? No, they don't want your gratuity on the thing.
No.
They want you to be able to pay $5 in cash for your...
Because allegedly, wink, you don't have to claim if you get cash on your taxes when you're a server, so...
Right, I mean, so, it's just kind of, I mean, I don't know. I think people need to get over their cash phobia. It's dirty, it's COVID, it's this, it's that. Cash is king, people!
Cash is king, you've heard it here first from Lori Vaccinini.
It's hot back summer and cash is king.
Cash is king, I'm sorry.
I don't know what I like more, hot back summer or hot girl summer, but either way, like, I am going to be going hard this summer. I just want you to know.
I think everyone is.
We all are. Yeah. I'm going to wear all the things. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make out with anybody because, you know, marriage. But besides that, I'm going to go all the things. Okay, how about this? Olivia Rodrigo, we know her from Driver's License.
Oh, we're going to hear her new song.
She is obsessed with this. She doesn't want to be pigeonholed as the heartbreak girl. Is she already in trouble? Do you think that she can get out of that?
We have the third song from her album that drops next week. Mm. And I'm going to call this song a banger.
Is
going to make... her quote of this come true.
So you're teasing. When do we do this one next?
It's called Good For You, and we're going to play it at 4:30.
Next segment, yeah.
Side note, if you can stay for that, because every time I'm on with Lori, she brings the hits.
Do you think so?
You have all the good new music. I mean, I literally make a list, and then my mom and my sister share said list.
Okay.
You always show me good music, and there's always an angsty one in there.
We should make like a Lori Spotify list.
Oh, no.
Share it with the people.
No.
It'd be so easy. Lori.
Yeah. I don't want another job. Remember,
okay,
I'm not even TikToking.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No more jobs. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about this? Betty Dangers is reopening with an Orwellian theme. She is leaning into the George Orwell novel, Animal Farm.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, you know, like people don't, I call it that, but I think it's a confusing branding name. She's been a branding genius.
Yeah.
And this is one that I just think is, I think when people should just go, no, the food will be good. The Ferris wheel is there. Forget about the George Orwellian dystopian.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's sort of a... It isn't the best marketing thing because people don't feel fondly about Orwellian
things. It seems a bit...
If they even are familiar with George Orwell and the book 1984 and Animal Farm and all that stuff. Are they?
And from what I've heard, the owner is this Orwellian thing is sprouting from her sort of anti-government stance in the age of COVID.
Well, that's fine, but now... Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I went down a Facebook rabbit hole the other day about this. And there's a lot of people that... She's made a lot of enemies in this town, I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm a person who loves Psycho Susie's, and I've had a great time at Betty Danger's.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Well, maybe she's just going to change the name.
Yeah.
It
was such
something more fun.
Betty Danger's, I think, was one of my favorite ones. I mean, her Zombie Den was amazing. But
love
like,
that.
I loved the theme of like country club meets chaos that she had.
Same.
So I actually am kind of bummed.
As long as she's kept the jukebox.
Yeah, right.
And the good food and the good
food.
Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you
there.
For letting
me. Thank you, Brittany.
Random.
Your random thoughts were just excellent. We come back. We do have new Music Friday, including the banger that Olivia Rodrigo. The kings and queens over here in our sheer tops, and Brittany looks naked under hers because she's got a... You've got a tank on that's the same color as your skin.
Well, it's less obvious in the webcam, so like and subscribe if you'd like to see all of that. I'm sorry, Mother, but that's what YouTube, I guess, is for now.
Yeah. I mean, I like... how would we know that we would both wear see-through lace today?
Because your hashtag goals.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a fangirl of you. So the fact that we were wearing the same thing, I've already texted like four people about.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so new Music Friday. Rocco, I didn't even let you get a say in, so there's I probably missed some songs, but
You know what? I think you're on it today.
Okay, am I on it? Okay, yeah. So J. Cole has a new song, My Life. You got to listen to that on your own. That's way too explicit. Okay. So I didn't even think. Right. I thought, could they even make that be a clean one? Now, Olivia Rodrigo, this is her third single. So she did Driver's License and Deja Vu and both, you know, very good breakup, sad, la, la, la. But this is the third single off of her album, which drops next week. The album is called Sour. I personally, you know, maybe it's going to be a great cover to match that name. But anyway, it drops next week. But this single called Good For You, I hope you got a clean version. Okay, thanks. Is that good?
Yes! Oh, I want to rock this hard.
It's so good, right?
I can't talk to you. I have to keep notes of what I'm downloading when I get home. Good for you, Olivia. That's so fun.
Rocco, isn't that a nice, unexpected treat after the two?
She was kind of morose for a while there.
Well, her two songs, and I mean, they blew up. Yeah. I mean, she set records with Driver's License, and Taylor Swift is a fangirl of her. Yeah. I mean, she's really got a great voice, and she has to do another season of High School Musical, the musical, the series, because I saw the kids on GMA this week. There's another series.
Which I'm sure we'll get more drama from without watching.
Right, but I really like it. So Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You. It's a banger. It's really great. It's just going to be really fun. Now, this is Katy Perry. She teamed up with Pikachu for the Pokemon 25, the album.
Hmm.
Post Malone covered I Only Want to Be With You, the Hootie song.
Yeah.
That's going to be on this Pokemon 25 soundtrack. So different artists, I guess.
Ooh.
And this is Katy Perry singing a song called Electric. Right?
I like it. It's hard to get out of the mind that we're in Pikachu world, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Post Malone cover, I Only Want to Be With You. It's just for this album, it's a movie.
But, like, Electric would be, you know, Pikachu-esque because he's electric.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of dancing with some Pikachus. But
I didn't know you were down with the Pokemon.
Oh, Brittany. I've got nephews, so if anybody asks, I'm a trainer.
Yeah, so I think I liked it. I mean, I liked it better than anything
that he's put out lately, that's for sure.
The Daisy, all of that.
It's cute. I could see myself dancing to that alone in my room for sure.
Yes. Okay. Then Maren Morris and Joy Oladokunle, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, they teamed together for a very emotional song called Bigger Man. Listen to it on your own. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Writing that down. I love emo.
Oh, do you? Okay. It was too much for me, Brittany. I knew Rocco wouldn't like it, and Julia's in here, and so I just did a hard pass.
I know, I'm here, and actually, I want to cry alone, so perfect.
Okay, all right, so that's Bigger Man. And then, okay, so St. Vincent, she hasn't put out an album, I think, in maybe 5 years, since 2017. Her retro rock album is coming out. It's called Daddy's Home. This is the single, Daddy's Home.
I like her voice a lot. Yeah. I think I'd have to listen to more of it to
She is a different vibe for sure.
You know, in the past, I've liked a lot of her songs. Mm-hmm. So when you heard her voice, like my heart kind of like beated, like, oh, good, I missed her. Yeah. But you're right. Like, that's a song that you might have to listen to a bit longer to really feel if it's your jam
or not. People who have seen her live just think she's amazing and a great guitarist.
Right.
But yeah, she's definitely an artist. It'd be interesting to see what she's going for on this album.
So. Right. So, okay, then T-Pain and Kalani put out a song called I Like That. It's a party song. I decided to skip that one, too.
Okay.
I don't know why.
A little
naughty? No, it wasn't even really naughty. I just, you know what? I don't like it when they just have a lyric video. I want a video.
Yes.
I want people doing stuff. When
people lap dancing Satan.
Something. So I skipped it. Now this I am doing for Julia. It is a heartfelt ballad. Lucas Graham. The song is called Happy.
Falsetto.
Yes. Lucas. I happy for you, happy for you. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Isn't that good? Can't you just like that song is, I'm like, okay, Lucas.
Yep. I want to put headphones on and walk in my neighborhood and act like I am the main character of the
story. This is a heartfelt ballad that I could see it be a wedding.
Totally.
You know, it could be a dance song, you know,
isn't that a breakup song though?
I think it's supposed to be a little angsty.
Yeah, it is. I know, but you know, it's so pretty. People only listen to the Julia and I, we would have played so many inappropriate songs.
Afternoon delight.
Right. We were like, what? We knew what that was about. Yeah, I'm sure it is, but like, happy for you. That's all I'm hearing. But
I love it, though.
That's a pretty song, though.
I love it. Good voice.
So, okay. And then this one, this is a party song. This is a remake. Dustin Lane song, Tequila on a Boat, and he's got Chris Lane on this version.
High school.
Yeah.
She's smiling on her face, and her face is a smiling.
Got them jeans on her butt, and they're feeling.
Right.
It's just like, I hate that stuff, but whatever.
But
you know everybody's going to be playing
that song. Is going to be get played everywhere. They name drop Julio and all these different tequilas, and I was just like, okay, that is a single is meant to be.
You're right. As we speak, there are thousands of people putting that on their playlist for Minnetonka.
Yeah, of course.
Now.
Tequila on a Boat. And you could just sing along and make up your own lyrics.
Totally. Like, Rocco literally wrote another version of that song right now. The jeans on her butt. I like that.
She's wearing a sheer blouse.
Which one?
I know.
That's funny. Yeah, had some great ones. I wrote a bunch down.
Well,
it's
then,
so nice
Rocco, maybe you can just look and see if T-Pain, if you have to get a clean version of I Like That. I feel like when I watched the video and I was learning the song as we were going along.
Yeah, there's a clean version. I'll find the hook you guys.
Because that would be our other party song to offer to people who would like an alternative to Tequila on a Boat. But my party song is Good For You. Olivia Rodrigo. That is the song to get the party going.
That I'm going to be playing in my car once it gets really nice out with windows down. Oh. But I also will be the weird, I love a good emo song for like my pump up song. So Happy For You might be my jam.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here this says it's clean. So let's give it a go.
T-Pain and Kalani.
But the explicit version of that song is good because you can hear when they're like, oh, we want a boop, boop. Boop, and I'm like, I want to hear the naughty version. Right. I mean, not now, but I do.
Yeah. All right. Good. I'm glad we had time for that. All right, that was perfect.
Okay. Great job, Lori.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak something that A-Rod posted. We've shared it with you, and so you too could Hollywood speak with us. We'll be right back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Our first Hollywood speak, you guys, is a show and tell for people playing along on YouTube if I can figure it out.
There you go. Yep. I can see it perfectly.
Okay, that's A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
His two daughters.
Yep.
And three play settings with no people.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. And he titles it Din Din with My Girls. #Hashtag Daddy Dinner Date, which I'm cringing for his daughters.
Cringing for his daughters. And you can tell one is also cringing. She's on her phone and is like, I'm not going to do this, Dad.
Anyway, Alex Rodriguez is not going to let Bennifer 2.0 get all the attention. Nope. Earlier in the week, he was asked about those two, and all he said was go Yankees.
Whoa!
And the theatrics... Okay, the theatrics of this dinner.
So dramatic. There's missing people at a place where there's place settings.
Empty tables. It's very dramatic.
It's so good. I want him this weekend to be sitting by his pool while hopelessly devoted to you is like an instrument. This is epically great trolling on the part of A-Rod. It almost makes me like him.
I know. But also, who took that photo?
Well, he should have had a place setting for them.
I know. Maybe they will be snacking with them.
But, I mean, he can play the game, too. And
he's, as he should.
And I think that's well played. Because, of course, as we know from the TMZ story about how Jennifer is willing to give Ben Affleck a thing in the URL that was in the TMZ story was email from Benny Medina, which is J-Lo's. So, I mean, this is orchestrated. I want it to last. I don't want them to just to be like the cicadas and mate furiously and then go and die and not come back around. This is gossip mana.
I love
this. This never happens. I mean,
know.
It happened with Elizabeth Taylor. If Angelina and Brad got together, of course, that would shatter Bennifer, you know, or Brad and Jan. But this kind of thing never happened. So I like that A-Rod is showing, for the first time ever, he's showing some heat. Because I always thought that they were just, had no sizzle. I never, I could never figure those, Julie couldn't either.
You're so right that, like, I think it's about making us like him more. It's also like, you know she was going to fight like this. And the fact that he's like, all right, I can play this game.
It's funny as hell.
It's great.
The theatrics are really good. I hope he keeps it up.
Me
and
too.
I hope he can take away Jennifer Aniston's tabloid title as the only citizen of Forever Aloneville.
I know, right? I have a feeling A-Rod is, even though when he's alone, he's not alone.
He's not alone.
I don't want the owner of my favorite basketball team playing these choogy games.
No, he's not going to, Rocco. This is just for this moment in time.
Well, guess what, Rocco? It's also the owner of my basketball team.
Okay.
So guess what? I am 1,000% for
it.
So we are at a deadlock.
That's right.
I am here for
He's
it.
He's just not letting her have all the tabloid fun right now. And I mean, when he said go Yankees, that was just, I was just like, damn, who knew that Alex Rodriguez,
could play.
Cheater extraordinaire, could be a kind of a funny
guy. He's playing in the mud, and we love
he's slapping
it.
Back. Okay, our Real Housewife of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah officially has joined Cameo following their arrest for her alleged charge or the fraud scheme. Okay, so Cameo, do you get, Rocco, you know what Cameo is?
Where you can pay a celebrity to say hi to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think? She's doing shamazing videos for her Shah Squad. What do you think Jen Shah is charging for a cameo?
Oh, I can't play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know?
I got so excited I looked it up.
75?
You can get a direct message from Jen for $2.99. She has one review. It said, thank you. If you want a video, that will cost you $99.
Okay.
She's currently free on $1 million bond.
Wait, so the direct message is $2.99?
Yeah, to call her.
But to have a video is $9. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
so you'd
actually,
for $2.99, you get to have a chat with her.
Yeah, I think you text, though.
It's so.
No, you're right. It could be both call or text. You're right. That seems like a ripoff, the $2.99, because who could be, it could be anybody messaging or whatever.
That's true.
Yeah. It just, like, I don't know that many people who want to hear from her. She seemed like we were appalled and fascinated with her.
I mean,
through the whole season. At least I was.
Oh, yeah. No, 1,000% that. 1,000% that. I would have no interest in her cameo prior to all this stuff going down. And I probably don't have that much interesting, but I can tell you this. There are people that would probably get a kick out of her because of the heat that she now has.
Who would you guys want a cameo from?
You know, I browse that every now and then, and I see some of my favorite rock stars or comedians, and I think that'd be kind of fun. Or to surprise a friend, right?
Yeah. But is it awkward?
Andy Cohen. Wouldn't it great if Andy Cohen said your name?
I mean, I don't think he does cameo.
I think the only way I'd do it is if it was like super jokey, like just some, like here, I'm just pulled it up. Kenny G.
Okay.
If I could have Kenny G say something to my friend Karen as a joke, I would laugh for days.
You would? And how much does Kenny G cost?
It says it starts at $333.
Oh, okay. So it's a commitment to get Kenny G to say something funny.
So we had, my sister is also a Real Housewife fan, my sister Lindsay, and me and her friends got together and we wanted to get her a Real Housewife to say it. And we noticed the Real Housewife prices were pretty spendy. But we did notice that a Real Housewife's mom is quite cheaper. So we ended up getting Marge Senior.
Oh, yeah.
And she was hilarious.
I like her.
She was funny. She's like, you're raising boys, and I hear you like to go shopping. You should do both things. Do it all. And we were just, I mean.
How fun.
It was so fun. It was split between us, like three girls. It was perfect, and my sister got a lot of joy out of it.
Was it easy to set up and everything?
So easy. So that was like, it's kind of funnier, you're right, when it's not even like the celebrity. It was something about us getting like the celeb's mom and like paying half as much.
Yeah, yeah.
That we got more out of a kick out of it anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's we have ideas. That's what happened from this story. We all might now look at Cameo.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. There was recently like some big fancy party in Miami with all these financial bigwigs.
Mm-hmm.
And at this anyway, this people couldn't stop gossiping about Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, I bet.
Here's the bottom line. This is what I'm going to say people say.
Okay.
Bill could have treated her better.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying that in the general. I'm just assuming he's a nerd.
Yeah.
And he wasn't good with his love language.
Yeah.
Even though she'd told him a million times just she needed a few things from him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the continuing of, even though she approved it at the beginning of their relationship, that he continued to go on a vacation once a year with an ex-girlfriend from the 80s, still all these years into their marriage, I think it dug at, like, trust.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with that. I think it's the two-layer things, right? Like, if things are going really well, my husband can go and do whatever he wants. But if we're not doing really well, and then he's going on these trips, that's when those weeds poke through, yeah. And you're like, oh, God. So you're right. Like, I don't think she was getting the love she wanted.
And she was right about Epstein. That was the third thing.
Yeah. She
was like, what are you doing hanging out with this guy? He's a convicted
sex
offender.
And he never listened
to her.
I know. And you'd go to bed looking at him going, you idiot.
You idiot. And now the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is coming up. Well, all right, those three things. I bet it was a source of gossip. We believe that. Mm. All right, we'll be back.